This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey there, everybody.
It's that special time of the week again.
Where you get weird about Friday?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's exactly it.
Where she gets what?
Weird about it.
Oh, okay, do it. I'm ready.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have no bra. I'm ready.
Well, Friday.
What?
We are free and easy today. When we turn around, our boobs continue on.
You don't have a bra on?
Nah, I didn't feel like
good
it.
Good for you. Good for you. Know what?
Holy smokes.
I'm going to take my bra off and simpatico.
Oh, do it right now.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Your bra as well.
Yeah, Vinny, take your bra off too. Your man's ear.
Just pull it. The straps. Those ones. Pull it down. More.
Yeah.
More.
Now unclip it.
Are you really doing it?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
She doesn't have to wear a bra. That I definitely don't have to wear a bra.
It's so
why would you have to? You never would have to.
She's totally pulling a bra.
I am. I'm doing it.
Hot.
Are we Facebook Living right now? That's right.
Of course.
I'm taking it off.
Vaughn. Yeah.
And there it is. Third love, everybody.
That's pretty.
It's my third love one. It's my favorite bra.
I don't even want... What?
Yeah, there it is.
That's
like that?
So
what is
pretty.
That? Like a purple?
It's like a magenta.
Yeah, like magenta. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. I'll just wear it on my head. I think that'll be
a
nice look.
Hot.
This is just, you know, things to come on a Friday.
Right?
Boy, that looks like a costume out of Game of Thrones, doesn't it?
It does, actually. This is my headpiece. Playing a...
You're welcome.
Playing some princess lady.
What just happened in here?
Jesus.
You really? Really?
You're just so much, Vinny. I've been so, lately. I just can't even.
But I thought.
I wish I could flip them on the other side because I could carry them on my
back. Throw them on your back?
Yeah, because they're too much.
But a bra is not helpful with that?
No.
Oh. It just feels so constricting. Oh, my God. I'm so free.
Really?
So good. Oh,
Hooman will totally massage you. He's really good.
She doesn't like massages.
On my boobs?
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's great.
You're getting boob massages?
No, I don't cross the line.
He is well versed in that. Remember the one lady who said, you know, my new boobs are hurting me. Can you come and massage? And he went over there for an hour. And
I used to make
boobs.
Out with her. So
you were just like squeeze her boobs and make out with her?
Well, we had gotten past that point, but she still felt comfortable with me, and that's why she's like, listen, nothing's gonna happen tonight, but I just got these boob implants. Can you come over and massage them for a couple hours? I said, sure.
A couple hours.
And you were down.
But that was it. Like, nothing happened that night. I literally was, you know, massaging, and then I left. We were watching a show.
Blue.
And she, sat in front of you, and you just, leaning her back against you.
So we were both sitting on the couch, and then she was, you know, my legs were spread, and she was in between my legs, and then I was...
And but she was leaned back against you, so you could reach around. You gave her a reach around on the boob.
I was massage. My head was on the left side. Her head was on the right, so we could both see the TV.
It just doesn't. I don't know.
You weren't into that?
I was. I just didn't.
Did you have an arousal against her back?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
so she
come
could
on.
Feel that.
Did her head lift up? Because you know.
No, we've had a pillow next to my head. You see?
Her head went.
Oh
that way.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
no.
It's.
But, I
didn't realize it was so large.
I can't even remember what movie we watched. I probably wasn't even watching the movie.
Well,
Oh, man. Where am I? It's like a Twilight Zone.
That's such a strange... It's a strange request.
It's so...
And it's just a strange situation.
I need it so much. I actually looked up the other day, Hooman.
Yeah, we were looking up boob massages.
I know, and I went and looked it up around my house. Like, who does... Well, they do boob massages, for pregnant ladies.
Uh-huh.
Your husband won't do that for you?
He's busy, Vinny. He's selling Mercedes here, there, and everywhere. He has no time.
Did he used to do it in the past when he worked a regular?
Not really. His idea of a massage, he goes, okay, get on your way. I'm
Get on your way.
That's me. I feel bad for people who are married to people who want
massage.
He
doesn't appreciate that kind of thing. Like, he doesn't want a massage, so he doesn't.
Well, I'm similar in that way, but if you were to say to me, touch my boobs, I'm all about it.
But he doesn't get it. Like, I had this one boyfriend. He was so good.
Here we go. What happened? Let's hear the story.
Good.
Continue.
Like, we got paint, and he drew all kinds of faces, and he did all kinds of things while he was doing stuff, and I was like, ah, this is awesome.
Would one boob talk to the other when it had its face on it?
Yes.
Hey, Bobby, what are you doing today?
Oh, Bobby? And what's the other one's name?
Cheryl.
Oh, Bobby and Cheryl. Is Bobby a girl? Bobby, like Roberta?
Maybe. I just tried to pick one of those, you know, names that could go either way. In case he had different voices.
Hey, Bobby.
I want Garage Cat to be one of the voices.
Yeah, Garage Cat and Dr. Evil.
Yeah, yeah.
Do both
of them. Do them both. Do them both.
I'm feeling a little sore today. I feel out of it.
Oh, you do? Oh, well, let me give you some of these drugs.
I've had enough drugs in my house. I don't even know where I'm peeing today. Where the hell am I?
Oh, this will perk you right up. You want to be aware. Let me give you a shot of this.
Oh, okay. How can it hurt? Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
Yeah, I do.
Did you bring your weed in today?
Who are you asking?
Me, if I brought it in for you. Holy crap. Wow, Hooman. That was... Zed's boobs have never hurt.
My boobs have never felt
my
so good.
My cheeks hurt. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear Lord. I need to stand up.
I'm glad that your breasts, Garage Cat and Dr. Evil Genius, are feeling better. Boy. So you have, like, what, a tank top on?
Yeah.
I hope you're watching this on Facebook Live or
They're
on the
so
Looking
heavy,
Glass
Vinny.
Right now.
Come hold them for me.
It's
I told
Friday,
you my doctor said
Friday.
They're like 5 to 6 pounds.
Each.
He said each, but I wonder if he meant together.
Together.
Well, want to hold them, Vinny?
Do you think that
it's
insurance...
a late birthday present?
Oh. Hand bra?
Well, I mean, I do I want to? Absolutely.
With
There's HR stuff going on here.
Do I feel concerned for my own safety? Sure, I do.
But I'm saying you're fine.
Sure, then I do.
Oh my god!
Let's see
what is happening.
Friday, you guys.
I wonder what the boobs will say
this. Hold on. Let me take it off.
Hooman, do the boobs have anything? Oh my god!
Wait,
what is happening?
Here we go. Lift them up.
So what are they?
But you have to be like you're holding something.
Like a melon.
Oh, it's just like a release of my...
It actually doesn't
like
look sexy at all.
My back.
It doesn't look sexy.
Hooman, what do they think?
That is unbelievable.
Are they heavy? Right? They're heavy.
Oh, yes. You like that.
God, it's just so much. Like, if someone could walk around me and hold them...
We got to get an intern.
We got to figure out a way to get bras that feel like hands.
Maybe we can get an intern who's a massage therapist.
Sure.
Who's licensed to do this.
What's happening?
Is he coming back?
Yeah, he's coming back.
Sure. Hold him again.
Wait.
And just that immediate, like,
it's good
my
for
back.
Me, too.
My back wants to just go back. Right?
Yeah, it's good. Yuzette's about to take a nap.
She actually looks like she went. Do they feel like they... Well, I'll wait till he gets in here.
Yeah.
Do they feel
like
they weigh 5 pounds each or
no.
5 pounds total?
No, they don't feel like 5 pounds. But I'm not, you know, I'm not actually holding
the
weight. Yeah. She's holding the weight with her shoulders or whatever, but I'm not, you know.
You're just kind of like...
And they're still in a shirt.
Yeah. No. I mean, she's fully clothed.
Well, no. She goes, let me take this off. And I'm like, that didn't sound right.
No.
That was her flannel she took
my
off.
Flannel,
she has
right.
her tank top on. And
wow.
Just
I've got to take
much,
my
man.
Shirt off now.
Get a little warm.
It makes me tired. carrying these things around.
Have you, do you think that insurance would cover a reduction?
I think they would because I'm in pain. But that would mean, I was thinking about
imagine
it.
Imagine that, having a C-cup use. Or even just a D, you know?
Don't think about
well,
it.
Well, the thing is that I would need to take like 6 weeks off of work.
Oh, crap.
So I was thinking of doing it while Vinny's away with his baby.
You know?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's all take that time off.
Yeah, well, let's all take about 6 weeks.
I want to make you hurt, so...
Yeah. So I'll have back surgery. Sarah will work on something, you know.
Her backyard.
Yeah, her backyard.
My brother's moving in around that time. I'm sure I'll have plenty of stuff to do.
He's really doing it.
He really is.
He's moving
really?
In with you.
Yep.
Totally.
Your brother.
He's got a long list of stuff.
And his wife.
Yep.
That's They're awesome. In.
A long list of stuff what?
Just, you know, he needs an office set up. He needs. I'm like, okay, we'll figure it out.
So he's going to work out of home.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got, I'm telling you, he has this startup thing that he's doing. And so he wants to, he works on
I
that.
I didn't hear about that.
In all his spare time. I haven't told you about
no.
this.
Not the startup part. And Hooman was off that day that you talked about having Hooman get him a job.
Yeah,
we've talked about
it
a little
Sunday.
Bit.
Yeah. That's our topic of conversation.
It's only a few months away, actually, surprisingly.
Hooman, you going to be able to get that guy a job?
All right, so this is what I told Sarah. Should we talk about this?
No, go ahead. I don't
You don't remember what we're talking about?
I don't remember.
Well, I said, I go, is this guy hungry? Because, like, all the, you know, engineers are pretty hungry. I mean, you know, Vinny talks about it all the time, how hard the .com people work. Yeah. And they work
their ass off, and they travel their ass off,
and
too.
I said, I can, of course, hook him up. I mean, you know, I know everybody. I don't want to brag, but I know everybody. So
that's not bragging. That's just, you know everybody.
She said, yeah, he's going to do it. He'll do whatever. He'll do whatever. And I said, all right. I said, let me talk to him on the phone when this is confirmed.
Yeah, you're going to have to just.
Are we getting the confirmation right here and now? Is he really moving out?
He's just had a huge yard sale, and they're clearing their house
out. What does that mean?
But when you say he'll
putting it on the market.
When you say he'll do whatever. Will he get coffee for a 13-year-old boy who's his boss?
You know, that's honestly, that comes down to him.
That is for real, dude.
Yeah, that is, you're not kidding.
Will he do that?
Will he do coffee?
I looked over to
Yeah, I know. Oh, my
your
God.
Pink bra is so pretty.
It's so funny. I look over to grab my coffee, and there's my bra piled on the thing.
I almost want to wear it.
Oh.
Oh, that'd be funny.
That would, you know what? That'd be hilarious.
Is that Instagram?
It's up to you. You're very racy today, I have to say.
It's Friday.
I agree. It is Friday.
I just
want to
go home.
She wants to go home and get a breast massage from someone. Would you take a breast massage from a man, or would you be looking for a woman?
It's only dudes that do it. We looked it up the other day. It's all guys.
I would do either, but I don't want them to be, like, creepy about it. Mm. Just do the job, man.
Yeah.
Just do the job,
be professional.
Man.
Right, Vinny?
I don't know how you can. I don't know how that would work. I don't see how a heterosexual guy.
Well,
goes.
Maybe it has to be a gay guy.
You look at it as clinical, and you're just doing nature's work.
Right. When you were supporting,
it's like gynecologists. There's nothing sexual happening there.
When you were supporting a breast just now, you seemed pretty professional.
Yeah,
you did
Vinny,
seem very
you're
professional.
Good job. How was your birthday, by the way?
It was really nice. You guys were great, and I got so many well-wishing.
Like,
I'm really grateful. I know that it's not really my thing, and it makes me squirm and uncomfortable a little bit in that way. Hmm. I'm usually happier in the as the center of attention when I'm being an ass or loud or something. But when I'm like... You
when
know,
it's
happy
out of
birthday.
Love, right?
Yeah, that stuff. It just makes me squirm. It's not. So anyway, it was a very nice day.
Did you have a cake when you got home?
There was no. Oh, my God. So I went for a surf.
That's a nice thing to do on your
and
birthday.
And the missus was gone. So I got in the house and left and went surfing and came. And then she, you know, texted me, you know, hey, dinner tonight or whatever. And I got back to the house and I come in and it's quiet. And I'm like, oh, maybe the kid is napping or something. Oh. So I'm tiptoeing in, and she jumps out from around a corner. My pregnant girlfriend jumps out from around a corner and goes, happy birthday! And scared the mother living you-know-what right out of me. Like, I was truly quietly trying to make my way through, and I guess she thought that'd be funny. I truly went,
Was she like naked with her belly?
No, that was
that
really,
was the other day.
You know how you feel about your boobs right now? Pregnant
Heavy.
Women feel that way about their bellies
oh,
when
I
they get
imagine.
To a certain point.
Yeah.
They just cannot get comfortable. Yeah. And so she's in that place that is just sort of, and it's too early in my opinion for her to be
she's
there.
She's got 4 months left.
I know. So. I know I'm totally single and I probably shouldn't be given any advice or anything like that.
I'll go for it.
I think you
but
should.
That has never stopped you once.
But I think my pregnant friends have all loved getting prenatal massages.
She's getting one today.
All right.
Oh, how exciting.
At the Lucky. Bay Club.
Oh. Ding, ding.
Oh, shame.
Yeah, great. She's going today. So that's happening.
It helps, ladies.
I'm sure.
And you got to get somebody to work on those breasts.
What do those breasts have to say about it?
Oh, are you going to talk to my breast? Be my breast voice.
Well, I'm filming you right now.
Do my breast sound like
that? Thank you, Dr. Evil. Oh, there's more where that came from.
Oh, God. This is
what
my
else
new,
did
this
my,
is my new favorite
what
bit. I'm
going to
wear
say?
This out by 7:30.
Great. Super.
I hope I hope there's no kids crying. I don't want to, you know, spill.
Okay, we'll work on that.
Is she lactating?
I know.
Okay. Oh, I've got something for that, too.
What could you possibly have for that, Dr. Evil?
Oh, you know that stuff Vini gives you. Well, I've experimented with it, and it prevents lactation.
Oh, the Prozac.
Yes!
Oh, my God. I'm like...
Oh, didn't know
what
I only produce
to
one
boobs.
Thing. What are we talking about here? Who am I giving that to?
Oh, my God.
Well, oh, boy.
Here we are. It's Friday, and already
so
we're fired.
Weird morning.
That's
what
my favorite
happening?
Kind of Friday. Hey, it's Friday the 13th. That's
oh,
why everything's
right.
so effed up.
Is it?
So exciting. All right. KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have U2 tickets today, Kid Rock tickets today. And plus, it's like a super weird Friday all day long. Let's enjoy it together here on the Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.